WMFO Medford 901 in the morning. Mike here for the duration. How are you? Thank you for tuning in on a cold January morning. What is it? It's January the 26th. Happy birthday, Nikki, my nephew. No, not nephew, niece. Luckily, she won't hear this. But happy birthday to you. I'll be here till 11 a.m. and I have a guest smiling at me across the table. He's been here before. And he's a local blues artist named Peter Parsek. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, brother.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're going to be laughing at me because I...
No, I'm enjoying this. This is great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming back here. We met last time, I guess, in the summer.
It was great.
And had a wonderful time. And you told me last time that you're going to be working on some new projects.
Yep.
And today you're going to come back and treat us to some acoustic music. And you've also got
a special WMFO only
exclusive. Yep. It's you're going to let us hear some of the work on an instrumental project you're doing.
Yes.
Never been heard from before.
Nope.
And we'll talk about that more in the 10 o'clock hour as we get to that. But you're going to be here the whole 2 hours. So as a guest DJ, you'll be able to sort of help to shape the sound of the show. And the genre that you're really based your career on and your life on and everything on is the blues, which is the basis of everything music. So, you know, we're going to...
Certainly the very deep root of it.
Yep. So we're going to stay with my format of five-song sets, but we're going to make it sound a bit more interesting and really let you shine through as to what you love. We'll also hear some of your music from your latest record called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. So we'll do that too. So let's start off with one of those five-song sets. I have some new music from John Mellencamp, and John's latest record is called Other People's Stuff, which would probably lend you to believe that he's covering some people, which would be true. And he covered a classic Stones in My Passway, Robert Johnson tune. And he's done that a couple of times, actually. And I was sort of vacillating between playing a really good live version of this and one from this latest record, and I landed here on this latest record. So let's start off this five-song set with Mr. Mellencamp with a classic cover, Stones in My Passway, right here at WMFO, Medford.
Baby, Wake up, baby. Listen to me. It's time.
Just for days, the running just for me. It's running just for me. Oh, Lord. Sean off the hill. Oh, well. I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Oh, Lord. Sure enough, I do. With another man's wife. Oh, Lord. Sure enough, I done.
got a mortgage on my body and a lien on my soul. But I'm going to Rodale, gonna take my rider by my side. But I'm going to Rodale, gonna take my rider by my side. We can stay at Bell House, baby, 'cause it's on the river side. Now you can squeeze my lemon till the juice run down my leg, baby. You know what I'm talking about. You can squeeze my lemon till the juice run down my leg. That's what I'm talking about now. But I'm going back to Fried Bunny if I be rocking to my head.
It's WMFO Medford, 9:20 in the morning. Mike and Peter Parsec here. How you doing? Thanks for joining this morning. We really appreciate it. Hi, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I know you are. I can tell from all the noises that are coming from over there. You're so passionate about all this music, and I love that you love what it is that we're listening to, and it's just awesome. It's just awesome.
You're awesome, Mike. Thank you very much for having me. And man, you play stuff that surprises me that I didn't even know was out, and it's great.
Oh, like that's let's go through them all because you know, the comments that you're making while they're playing, I'm sort of like, no, let's wait until the mics are up. So we started off. We did a bookend. We had a Robert Johnson track start and end us, and only one of them was actually him. It wasn't this one. It wasn't the first one. It was John Mellencamp, who did a splendid job on his new record called Other People's Stuff, Stones in My Passway. You hadn't heard that before, Pete.
No, I didn't even know he had done that. And the slide guitar was really cool. I thought John's voice was really gritty and really appropriate for the track. And I liked the drummer too. That's stuff isn't that easy to drum to, and they did a great job.
Yeah, because way back when
there weren't drums on those real early records. So.
Yep. And, you know, just about John's voice, I've said this before, but, you know, he's a lifelong smoker, which is a bad thing. However, I guess you're going to take anything good out of it. His voice is, you know, sort of evolved because of that.
Tons of character.
It does. Good way to put it. Sonny Landreth, right after that, from a record he did called The Road We're On. It's a live version of A World Away. And I had thought, I know that you know the track, but that particular version of it, I sort of... I'm like a squirrel. I'll squirrel things away, and I've got a blues collection that I don't play all that much. I know, it's just how I am. But you know, that I haven't played that in a long time, and I've always, you know, from the opening guitar strand there, it just grabs you, and I love that it did it to you.
Oh, he's a beautiful player. I mean, a true virtuoso, and he's developed an innovative way to play slide. But the whole vibe of that track really captured me like right away. And when he played the solo, again, he could play a lot more, but he basically was singing
with the guitar.
And man, that's kind of what it's all about. It takes a long time to learn it. I'm still trying to learn it, but it's a beautiful thing when you hear it. You do recognize it, and he definitely achieves it on that track.
Okay. Then the next two are CDs that you were kind enough to bring in, and I commented when I pushed the little red button to start it, right away you know it's Muddy Waters, and Still a Fool. You know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, just happy grunting coming from you during the entire, Muddy kind of does that to everybody, doesn't he? He's the epitome of it all. You know, and so Still a Fool, this is one of your CDs are really well worn.
Yeah.
So I can tell that, you know, what does Muddy mean to you, if you can even say?
Well, Muddy and Howling Wolf, I was lucky that those were two of the first blues records I ever purchased. And they changed my world. And that song, for some reason, just connected really heavily with me, and vice versa. And I love that it's basically one person with a guitar and a voice. I think there might be a second guitar in there. Might actually be Little Walter.
Really?
But just amazing. Like the sound of the guitar and how big the voice is, but also what the song's about and the way it goes double time at the end really kind of drives home the point that, you know, kind of losing your mind over this particular being.
And followed it up with Wolf, Howlin' Wolf, from the 1960 disc. It wasn't a disc back then, but Moaning at Midnight, Moaning in the Moonlight is the disc. And just kills you, you know.
And similarly,
yes,
the sound of Wolf's voice, his harmonica playing, the sparseness of the arrangement, and the guitar player who I just adore, Willie Johnson. Oh my God, that sound! Like, that was way back then, and it's a sound we're still attempting to get. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, you've always got something to shoot for.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. And the bookend at the end was Robert Johnson himself doing what he does best, traveling Riverside blues. As you were saying when it came on, the lyrics are quite blue, it's reality. The blues is reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get more real than Robert Johnson.
No, and also very high artistically. So definitely X-rated on the lyrical content.
Yep.
But A+ on the artistic meter.
All right, 9:26 in the morning. Mike and Peter Parsek joining me for the duration, and gonna start the second set with a new noise from a friend of both of ours, an actual friend of yours. You actually know Ted Drozdowski.
Yeah.
I know him from communicating with him as an artist. He is down in Nashville, Tennessee. And we featured a Christmas track that he sent a little while ago that it just blew up. We played it like twice, and everybody's like, "Wow, it was just fantastic." So he's got a new record out, and the record is called Coyote Motel. And he actually was pushing a different song, but you know, I tend to like to sort of audition the record for myself. And I wrote back and I said, "Ted, I really want to play a song called Josh Gibson." And he was very gracious. He just said, "Hey, I'm glad you like it." He says, "You play whatever you love."
Great.
So new noise from Ted Drozdowski from his new record, Coyote Motel. This one is Josh Gibson. New noise here at WMFO, Medford.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for your love. Yes, my mama told me to leave that gal alone. What my mama know that I know. Some of your love. I'm in a mood, I'm in a mood, baby. I'm in a mood for love.
Thank you. Tell me that you love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out. Right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
To see, I'm gonna be
WMFO, Medford, 9:47 in the morning. Oh, having such a good time today. I hope you guys are loving this too, listening out there, and thank you for tuning in. Mike on the mic here along with Peter Parsek. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you, my brother?
Good. We're having a great time here, aren't we?
We are.
I mean, what's better than if you got to get up so early on a cold Saturday morning to come into a radio studio and just play all this music that just grabs you by the soul?
It's a great thing, man.
All right. Let's go over what we played. Started off with Ted Drozdowski, Josh Gibson from Coyote Motel. The track grabbed me. Like I said, I like to sort of audition these tracks, and it just grabbed me. And you said the same thing when it was playing. It was just a really nice weaving of the sounds in there.
Yeah, I love the guitar textures, and there's a pretty, I guess I can't say it on the air, bad bass and drum figure. And I also love the lyric theme. I think it's really a cool step.
Yeah, really liked it. Nice job, Ted.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big time.
Had a request for Monster Mike Welch and Mike Ledbetter together from Right Place, Right Time. We played Cry For Me, Baby. Just lost Mike Ledbetter.
Yeah. It's a tragic loss. Fantastic young talent. He and Mike Welch, who's one of my favorite young guitar players. Just amazing vibrato and phrasing. But Mike Ledbetter, man. You know, guitar and vocals, so deeply soulful, and what a loss. Our hearts go out to his family.
Yeah, rest in peace, rest in power.
Definitely.
Yeah. John Lee Hooker. had a little surprise there. We played something called I'm in the Mood, and that was actually his son. And
yeah.
we meant to do that, didn't we?
We'll say that we did.
Yeah, right. Right, but that was nice. I mean, I didn't catch the junior afterwards, that was quite impressive from his son.
Yeah.
What do you know about his son? I don't know much.
I probably should keep it zipped, but
well, I asked.
it's been kind of checkered, I think, with a couple of his sons, but it's good to hear the recordings, and you know, obviously, that's a tribute to his dad. That's a great tune.
Yeah.
So
that was a nice job on there. And after that, because we meant to, we actually played John Lee Hooker from the Burnin' CD, of course, Boom Boom.
Fabulous.
And, fabulous. It's nothing to say, so we won't say anything. Then ended with something that when you were here last time, it had just come out, a collaboration between Doyle Bramhall II featuring Eric Clapton. Everything You Need is the track, and we just sort of both went, oh my God. My life is starting over. I've been reborn. What is that? So, yeah, we decided to play that as the fifth song of the set. Everything You Need is the name of that track. The guitar work is so Eric Clapton, and it's just great. It really is everything you need.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And, you know, the thing is that Doyle, the way he sings, would be enough. He's an amazing singer, but producer, songwriter, great guitar player. You know, he's good as the featured artist. He's great. You know, in Clapton's band, backing Eric Clapton. And together, I think they're just magical. As I was saying, I want the 15-minute version of that tune.
Yeah, and he's, you know, and he's keeping the legacy of his father alive proudly.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite a tribute to the work he's doing now. So that was excellent. All right, so some new noise. Santana is coming out with a new record in this year, 2019. And this is the title track from it. I think it's going to be out in late Q1, I think I saw. It's an EP called In Search of Mona Lisa, and this is the title track. Enjoy, everybody. This one's good. It's WMFO, Medford.
Nothing. My heart was bleeding, and it hurt my body.